If you care about giving back and you're a business consultant, then why not help others create businesses that give back? Or if you're a product-based business, prioritizing ethical supply chains and promoting that.
You're listening to the Do Good Business Podcast, your safe space to let that passion out, explore how you can build a better business, and do some real good in the world. I'm Sarah Williams, founder of Rebel Office, and your guide as we look into businesses from all over the world who have learned how to prioritize profit, people, and planet equally. That's right, Rebel. It's time to redefine the words business as usual. So cozy up and settle in for some real talk about building businesses with real impact that also make real income. What are you waiting for? We've got work to do. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Do Good Business Podcast. This is Sarah Williams here, founder of Rebel Office, and we're going to hang out today. I'm so excited. I mean, this is one of the last episodes of this season, and it's been really fun incorporating these solo episodes, and today is a really cool topic. We're going to talk all about how to attract dream clients that actually care as much as you do about your causes, your values, all of that fun stuff. So this is a fun topic for me to talk about. It's something that I've personally gone through and tried to be very intentional about. So I'm excited to walk you through some three steps to start to actually be more intentional about it too. So we're going to hang out. I've got my coffee. Let's dive in. Firstly, let me say that there are a ton of benefits to being intentional about the clients that you're attracting, and especially if you're prioritizing clients who care about causes and like social justice and the environment and all of those things. If you have those values in your business and you're being intentional about the clients that you're attracting, one, you know that they're going to invest in your products and services. They understand the investment. They're there because they care about you and how you can help them. But also, you know that they're going to pay it forward with you leading as an example. They are going to see what's possible for them. They are going to be reinforced that what they care about matters, and they're going to go out into the world and do something about it. So not only does it make actually running your business easier because you're attracting dream clients who care about being there, who are invested and committed to you and what you're offering them, but you're also making great global citizens by leading by example. And I think that is truly amazing. It's definitely one of the most rewarding pieces of it, is especially with Rebel Office, for example, our clients, when we see that they start to incorporate more ethical business practices, when they start to consider give back programs and bringing those pieces into their businesses, that's so rewarding for me to see, because ultimately, why we're even kind of on this journey in the first place. I feel like there are so many causes in the world, and it can be really overwhelming to take action. And for a really long time, I couldn't take action. I was like stalled, basically. I couldn't force myself to do anything. I didn't know what to focus on. So for me, with Rebel Office, a priority of mine was to basically, if I could make businesses do better, and like if I could work with our clients and basically start a ripple effect of impact simply by us showing up and doing what we do and inspiring our clients to do better as well, then that at the end of the day was enough for me. I mean, for a while, obviously now we're starting to gain tools, and especially with all of these great conversations that we've had on the show, we're starting to build up that impact even more and being far more intentional with it. But for us, at the end of the day, it always comes down to our clients and who we can inspire and how we can inspire them to make change as well, because that means that our impact is amplified with everyone that we work with. And I want that similar thing for you. I want you to work with clients who are going to embrace your values and what you care about in order to amplify your impact as well. So let's dive in on how we actually do this, okay? So enough talking, let's jump in. If we
are going to attract dream clients. At the end of the day, we need to be clear about what our values actually are, obviously, and what we care about, what our causes are, so that we can start to inform, educate, and ultimately put out there in the world that these are the people we work with, these are the things we care about. If you care about them too, come on in. And so how do you actually get clear on what your non-negotiables are? First, we've talked about, if you go back to the episode with Melissa Griffin, we talk about bringing values and like creating a values-based business, getting really clear on what your value statements are, what your core values are in your company. It's really important to have those kind of like guiding compass statements. At the end of the day, whatever you're doing, if they don't align with your values, it's not going to be aligned. You're ultimately going to come back to it and say, why does my business feel like I'm not having the impact that I want it to have? So figure out what those values are. If you go back to that episode, there are a ton of activities where you can start to brainstorm what your values are. You can look at competitors or other companies that you listen to and pay attention to and follow, and go to their about page on their website and see if their values are listed. If a company's values are important enough to them, they are going to be everywhere on their website, which means that that has to apply to you as well. And everywhere in their communication, not specifically their website. But if you care about, or say, for example, I shop from a ton of like ethical clothing brands, and that is front and center. And that's why I shop there, because I agree with their values and I want to support them. So you want to kind of flip the script and look at, okay, who are you paying attention to? What are they doing? And how can I also bring that into my business? So start to get clear on what your non-negotiables actually are. And this isn't specifically value. So yes, you want, say, I don't know, 3 to 5. Some companies have up to 10 values, core company values, but take your time and brainstorm that, refine them. It doesn't always happen overnight. Our values have gone through a ton of evolutions. And while they've always kind of at the core been the same, we've adapted them as we've adapted. And that's totally okay too. But there may also be causes that are non-negotiables as well. So say there is a cause that you very strongly care about, like fresh water for people who don't have access to fresh water. Then next, we're going to talk about how to actually incorporate that into your offers. But if that is a non-negotiable for you, then make it a non-negotiable throughout your business. Build your business to support that cause. Okay. So start to think about what those are. And once you've actually identified them, now we can start to introduce them into your offers and throughout your business. So this is your business strategy. This is how you deliver. This is how you gift your clients. Some different ways that you can incorporate your causes and your values into your offers is, one, education around your give back program. So this can be post or pre-purchase. For example, a lot of people now have chosen to promote their cause directly on their site. So say they have a service page and they go through what their offers are. Then at the very bottom, it says, and your purchase from us or working with us also donates 5% of your package to X cause, for example. Or if you're a product-based business, then X amount of proceeds go to this cause. And you can create education and make it very visible from the get-go that this give back program exists. It is something that you care about. And if you care about it too, you are doing a good thing by investing in us, because we're investing in this cause. And it doesn't even need to be pre-purchased. So for example, I've worked with companies who have, say you've signed up and purchased from them, then part of their onboarding process is to actually say, congratulations, normally I would send a gift. In this case, though, we are donating to this cause in your name. And that's not something that I knew I was not investing in, but like that I knew was a part of the package. But it was a very nice surprise to be like, wow, I'm so glad that this is built in. And I have absolutely no issue with part of my investment in this service going to this. And I was actually really impressed by that process. So don't think that you don't need to necessarily educate, I guess, right from the beginning. You can incorporate it throughout your process. And it doesn't even have to be right at the beginning. As we a part of what we do here at Rebel Office is design intentional and transformational client experiences. And as we're mapping out workflows, a lot of clients actually don't send gifts until halfway through working together. Like say they're a coach and they have a 6-month coaching package. They'll normally send a gift at the 3-month mark or the 6-month mark, right at the end to say, thank you. It was such a pleasure working with you. And instead of sending a physical gift, you could actually say, we have donated in your name to this cause, or however you want to frame that. But we always promote kind of exceeding expectations and how can you go above and beyond and surprise and delight your clients. And a lot of times that goes back to gift giving, and you can totally make this related to your cause and your values to say, look, you don't need more stuff. I know you don't. You have, in our case, a successful business, but we think that you can do some good in the world and we want to give that back to you basically by giving in your name. And then, of course, you want offers to speak directly to your values as well. So, for example, with us dealing in the service-based business space, you can create offers that are based in creating more freedom. Like one of our values is daring to find freedom through entrepreneurship. So we want our offers to be designed to specifically prioritize that value. Or designing, you could help people design a business that gives back. If you care about giving back and you're a business consultant, then why not help others create businesses that give back? Or if you're a product-based business, prioritizing ethical supply chains and promoting that, like I used with the ethical clothing companies example from before, and these brands that I shop from, they are very transparent and they have made it a priority to be transparent about their ethical supply chains. Having transparency through their supply chain is important to them, and it contributes to and adds value to their physical products. So start to think about how you can bring in those values, whatever your values are or cause. For example, brands like Tentree or 4Ocean, where their product is specifically focused on the environmental causes that they support. They're designed to support that. So you can start to brainstorm and think, okay, how can my values, what do I care about? How can I make my offers be a leading example of these values and these causes? And how can I bring that into my business? Because at the end of the day, your dream clients are going to see those and be like, that is amazing. That's what I want to do. Let's work together. Right. And then step number 4 is to speak up. This is a giant one. This is probably the most important one because oftentimes when we care about something, we are kind of in a society that has taught us to just like, shut up, don't be too dramatic, just put your head down, focus on working your 9-to-5, retiring at 60 and live your best life there. Yeah, we're not really here for that anymore. I think that it's important that you don't shy away from talking about what you care about. You need to use your business now as a vehicle to educate and to inspire. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, that is going to help your business stand out more. That is going to help you attract your dream clients so much quicker. If you go back to the episode with Tiu Tabak from the Kinsfolk Shop, she is an incredible example of how she has used her business to create a platform for her voice and to speak up against injustices in the world. And I highly recommend you listen to that episode because she is such an inspiration. She's talked often about how it is very scary to speak up, and it's still so important that she does. So she continues to. At the end of the day, you want to use your business to be an inspiration to your dream clients as well as an aspiration. You want your dream clients to look up to you and be proud of what you're doing and want to be a part of that. And by being vocal and by speaking up and by creating these points of education along the client experience that you're designing, and that's not necessarily once they've purchased. Client experience is pre-purchase as well. So all of the marketing that you're doing, create education around that. Talk about it. Your dream clients are not going to know what you care about if you do not tell them. They don't know. How would they know if you do not speak up and say, this is something that matters to me. If it matters to you too, come be a part of it. And let's join together. Let's collaborate. Let's have a partnership. Let's work together to make this happen. Something else that's really beneficial just from a tactical business side of things is to design an ideal client avatar to lean back on when you're creating content. If you have ever created a buyer persona or an ideal client persona, basically it's this like fake profile, and it doesn't have to be fake. You can use examples of clients that you've worked with in the past who are total dream clients. But at the end of the day, it's this like generalized profile that is very specific to like, my ideal client's name is Jennifer. She is a self-employed 40-year-old. I'm making this up as I go, but you basically like break down and create this person. And part of that is not only identifying, okay, what are their current frustrations? What are they really struggling with right now? What do they want their dream life to be? Like, what are their desires? So while they have frustrations now, what are they working towards, or what would they ideally like to see instead? But also, what do they care about? What are their values? And you can lean on that and really kind of dig into that when you're creating content. So say you're launching or even just creating Instagram content, okay? It's helpful to always pull up this ideal client avatar profile and write specifically to this profile that you've created. So what's great about this is that if you have their values front and center, which are aligned with your values, of course, because they're your dream client, then it reminds you to bring that piece in, and it will help you reinforce without really necessarily thinking about it, what they care about, what your values are. You'll be a lot more vocal about it because you're reinforcing yourself that that's something they care about. So it makes it a lot easier to create content, which leads me to kind of my last point, which is to cycle in values-based content. You do not always have to, I mean, a lot of the time you should be showcasing your expertise, building authority, talking about your products and services and putting that out there. But it's okay to every now and again, say 20% of your content talking about your company and what matters to you and why you do what you do and the causes that you care about. And you can start to cycle in values-based content, and you can do it in a strategic way so you don't necessarily think about it. So say for every 5 Instagram posts or 4 Instagram posts, then the next one is a values-based piece of content. And eventually it becomes second nature so that you don't have to constantly be like, oh yeah, shoot, I didn't talk about how equally prioritizing profit plan and people is really important to me. I should put that out there now, I guess, even though it's been like 3 months since I've talked about it. It's important to introduce this content and regularly talk about it. With any marketing, repetition is key, and that does not change for your values-based content. And marketing your company, your brand, and getting brand buy-in, and not just talking about, okay, this is how I can help you, my offer, my service, or my product can do this for you. Because there are so many quotes out there, I should have grabbed one before I started recording this, but that's basically like, people aren't buying your products and services, they're buying your story, and they're buying into who you are and what you stand for. So speaking up and actually telling people who you are and what you stand for is really important, because otherwise, how would they know? Anyways, I hope this episode has given you some things to think about. Ultimately, and just to recap, get clear on what your non-negotiables are, what your values are, and what your causes are, okay? What are your non-negotiables for your dream clients? What are your non-negotiables as a business for you to care about? 2, incorporate your causes and values into your offers. So whether that's introducing a give back program and creating education around it so that people know, gift of giving in your client's name, introducing that and educating them pre or post purchase, doesn't matter. And then designing your offers to speak directly to your values. And if you want to build in causes directly into that, you totally can as well. So at the end of the day, it's not just about, okay, well, I need to donate a certain amount to this cause. It could be education-based. It could be running an awareness campaign. It could be simply inspiring your clients and helping your clients and giving them the tools to go out and make the impact that they want to have. And then thirdly, speak up. Don't shy away from it. You are doing great. Your values matter. What you care about matters. And there are people out there who want to know what that is, and they want to be a part of it too. And at the end of the day, maybe they're too afraid to speak up, and they need you to be that role model and that leader to show them it's okay to care about this. It's okay to stand up and talk about this, and it's okay to do something about it. And I want to be a part of that. And you're naturally going to attract those people simply by speaking up and saying, this is what we stand for here. Okay. Or this is what we don't. Right. Okay. So take your time. I would love to know. Feel free to comment and rate this episode and let me know how you can start to introduce your dream clients to what your core values are and what you care about. Because I know to the bottoms of my soul that if you start to speak up about it and if you start to be a lot more intentional about bringing them into your business, then those dream clients are going to naturally be attracted to you. They're going to come in waves and you will not be able to turn them down. You'll be like, oh crap, what did I do? So I cannot wait to see that happen for you. If you have any questions, if you want to talk about this, if you want help with your value statements, if you want to design intentional client experiences, you know how to reach me. Come on over to Instagram at Rebel Office. I'm there on the other end to talk through this with you and to help brainstorm with you. And to ultimately, like, I just want to know what you care about and who you're trying to attract. And if we can find some ways to increase that and bring your dream clients in using your values and the causes and the things that you care about and making sure that your offers are designed in a very intentional way to bring that in, then, you know, that's my jam. Okay. So have fun with this. Go out there and do some good.
You just listened to the Do Good Business Podcast. All of the links mentioned are in the show notes for you to check out. And please, if you love this episode, leave us a review and share the good vibes. With a new episode every 2 weeks, there's so much more goodness coming your way to help you redefine business as usual. Make sure that you subscribe, and I cannot wait to see you do good as you build your business your way. Oh, and while you're here, head on over to rebeloffice.ca/guide-automate to grab your free copy of our guide, 5 Tasks to Automate Today to Hit 5K Months. Because when your tools are working for you, magic happens. You'll get instant access plus an action plan to put all of our tips to real work in your business. Till next time, stay golden, Rebel.